scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Yeah, scared for a little bit there, didn't you?
I did, but the funny thing is I didn't have it open either. We could just make up our own trending topics. It doesn't have to be real news. It could just be like, what's going on in your life, Johnny?
Yeah.
What's trending with you?
Nothing. I'm sick.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well today. Yeah. Oh. Got my blanket on, actually.
You're wearing a blanket.
I'm wearing a blanket because I'm cold. But check this out. So I got a couple candy-related stories today because I love candy. The Sun claims that pharmacies all over the world are now selling tanning gummy bears.
What?
Yeah, the makers of U-Tan say that their product accelerates and enhances pale skin without the sun. They say eating 2 gummy bears a day for several weeks will actually help darken your skin to a bronze tone. And a jar of 60 of these is going to cost you about $27. And they contain a bunch of minerals and plant nutrients and lycopene and lutein and a bunch of other stuff.
You can't pronounce that word, can you? There's a word there. You can say it.
A Saxon thin.
A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Wasn't this like a thing in the 70s where they had pills you could take that full of beta carotene and people turned orange like carrots?
Makes sense.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to eat something that's going to darken my skin.
No, it feels wrong.
My problem is that I'll probably eat a ton of these gummy bears,
anyway,
the whole jar, and then I'll just end up being like really, really dark.
Yeah, but it'll look super weird because you're ginger and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not half ginger.
Okay, you're a partial ginger. You got a partial ginger persuasion going on.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of candy, according to a new study, buttered popcorn is the most popular jelly bean flavor in the country. I don't believe it.
This has got to be a lie.
Rigged. Fake news. I don't believe it.
I do like it. It's very good, but I will not put it in.
Who would put it? Okay, this is how I know this is absolute bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The study came from candystore.com.
Of course.
Analyzes sales to determine the most popular jelly bean flavor every year. Last year was black licorice.
Nope.
It's rigged. The black licorice people and the buttered popcorn people are getting all their friends to go vote or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's rigged.
The black licorice, I mean, disgusting.
The black licorice movement and the butter popcorn lobby are investing a lot in this.
I will say I do like the butter popcorn flavored jelly beans, but I wouldn't even probably... It may be in my top 5, but it'd be like number 5.
I don't really even think of them as... That is like a jelly bean flavor. It's like a joke flavor. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a jelly bean, but it's, to me, a jelly bean, like a classic jelly bean is...
Like a cherry, or like a lemon. Yeah,
something you get in your Easter basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want buttered popcorn in your Easter basket.
No, thank you.
Apparently, people do though.
Yeah.
But that's trending topics for this morning.